You know, it's kind of funny because things start and end on playgrounds so often.
Next week on Arts, Work, Life, we'll bring you four inspiring stories about community and opportunity.
Five people in the audience and these other two guys were playing around. And I say, hey, why don't we jam some? And all of a sudden we had like 20 people, 25 people, and then more people show up because the vibe of the three of us really connected.
It can take a village to bring a performance to life, and the bonds you make extend long after the show ends. Episode 3 explores how performing arts communities form and evolve.
Most of the artistic relationships I have been over the span of 20, if not more, years. I keep them.
And me telling them no, 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 no. Fighting with my family, saying this is, we don't do it this way. This is not our community. And my hard head saying, we have to try it.
But really, your career really begins once you're backstage or get into a conversation in the green room. And to me, that's where it really began.
Tune in next week to Arts, Work, Life.
Arts, Work, Life. That's real.